missed it. Addie, do you see this very large metal thing right here that says Bethlehem Express on it? I don't think we missed the train.
I see the train, Ben. I'm just really excited to finally get to see this live nativity. I've heard so much about it.
Me too, Addie. My brother and sister got to see it last year, but I haven't yet. They said it's so cool.
Hey, there's the conductor. Let's go give him our tickets and hop on. Hi, Mr. Taylor.
Wait a minute. You know this guy?
Yep, this is Mr. Taylor. He's the train conductor. We used to be neighbors.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Is it?
Well, sure, it is exciting. This train is exciting. This whole day is exciting.
It's always exciting riding the train. But yes, this is a pretty special train. So none of you have ridden the Bethlehem Express before?
Nope.
I never have.
Well, like I said, you're in for a special trip.
But what makes this trip so special?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. Now, hop on. We don't want to get behind schedule.
I still don't see what the big deal is about this train. First of all, it doesn't look very Christmassy. There are no decorations, no lights, no wreaths. There aren't even fake reindeer plastered on the side.
That's probably because this train ride isn't about all that stuff. This train is going to take us to the most amazing nativity scene.
Well, I still don't get it. I mean, I've seen a million nativity scenes. What's the big deal about this one?
A million. Really?
Okay, probably not a million, but I've seen a lot. My Aunt Kathy even has one made out of pine cones. Kinda cute, but the sheep look like porcupines. Anyway, I just don't understand why this one is so special.
Well, first of all, Ben, we get to ride a train to go see this one.
It isn't just the train that makes it so special. It's the fact that you get to see it in person, with live people and animals and all that stuff.
Whoa! What was that?
It looks like we're stopping.
But we aren't at the live nativity yet. Are we?
I don't think so. It looks like we're on another train depot in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, kids, everybody off.
What's the problem?
Sorry, kids, we have experienced a little bit of engine trouble. Seems like something's wrong with the whatchamacallit. It won't take long to repair, but I need everyone off the train for a few minutes.
Well, great. So far, this trip isn't feeling very special.
Oh, come on, Ben. Let's just look at this as a part of the adventure, okay?
Hey, look, there are some benches. Let's go wait over there.
Hello, mind if we wait here with you?
Sure, have a seat. Were you on the Bethlehem Express too?
No, we're waiting for another train. This is just one stop on our journey.
Where are you headed?
We're going to visit some family. It's kind of a long trip for us. We've been on 3 trains so far and have 2 more to go.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Exactly why is everything exciting to you?
It just is.
Gosh, that sounds like a long trip for someone who's expecting a baby.
Yes, it is. And boy, am I tired.
Hey, you're kind of like Mary and Joseph.
You are!
What are you talking about?
You know the Christmas story? Mary and Joseph had to take a long journey to Bethlehem because of the census.
What's a census?
It's when the government counts how many people there are in a certain area. It probably had to do with taxes and stuff like that. Anyway, Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem.
Their trip probably took them several days, and they had to walk. Hope your trip doesn't take that long.
I'm sure it won't.
And thank goodness you get to ride a train.
Which is very exciting.
All aboard!
That didn't take long. Let's get back on the train.
I hope your train comes soon.
And good luck with the baby!
How crazy is it that we are on our way to see where Jesus was born as a baby, and we meet a woman on a trip who is about to have a baby?
Sure makes me think about what it must have been like for Mary and Joseph to make that trip.
It sure does, Connor. Even though God had told Mary and Joseph part of the plan, they still had to be a little stressed out about everything that was about to happen.
Stressed out is right. I'm sure they had to trust God like never before.